DW.
Je vais commencer par décaler quelques cadres vers l'extérieur.
Guillaume Argeret, blowing wood smoke out of a smoker as he goes, gently lifts a frame of one of his 400 hives. It's heavy with bees, pollen, wax and honey. Argeret and his bees are survivors. French honey production has fallen dramatically and many have left the profession.
Des collègues nous ont rapporté ce type d'expérience.
Colleagues told us about this sort of experience when all of a sudden many bees come back to the hive completely disoriented, where they die, small bunch by small bunch, a sign that they were victims of sudden intoxication.
Assez flash, quoi, d'un coup d'un seul.
For part of the year, Argeret moves his bees away from the conventional farms around his hives to uncultivated land to diminish the risk of poisoning, but also starvation.
Une parcelle en bio, c'est soit plus de diversité parce que
a plot of organically cultivated land will have a greater variety of flowers because organic farmers put a greater variety of crops in rotation. But also you get weeds that we still call mauvaises herbes or bad plants, such as poppies and thistles. These flowers are very important for bees. Their pollen is extremely rich. Honeybees adore these flowers. They adore that pollen.
Et elle adore ces pollens-là.
A farmer unfurls the long mechanical wings of his crop sprayer and starts dousing a field of young rapeseed with pesticide. Chemical companies have long said there's no proven link between pesticides and the decline of the honeybee, and indeed there are multiple causes. The Varroa bee mite in particular is a big killer. But now French researchers have turned the argument on its head. Instead of trying to find out if pesticides are bad for bees, they set out to find out whether organic farming is good for them. With a large-scale, six-year, government-funded study here in southwest France, published in the British peer-reviewed publication, the Journal of Applied Ecology. Vincent Bretagnol is a biologist with the French Scientific Research Centre.
When you've got up to 10 or 20% of organic farming, you increase honey production by almost 50%, you increase brood size by 25%, and you also increase adult survival rates.
In the heart of Paris, a customer enters the Maison du Miel, a honey shop that opened in 1898. The proprietor, Julien Henry, is also a beekeeper. Some of his hives are in Paris itself. 6% of French arable land is organically farmed, a figure that rises every year. Traditionally, towns and cities have used pesticides in their parks and gardens, but this is changing.
Il y a 10-20 ans, une ruche en France, on va dire en campagne, arrivait à produire à minima
10 or 20 years ago, a beehive in the French countryside would produce 80 or 100 pounds of honey a year. Today, the average is 20 a year. In Paris, we still have good honey harvests, between 40 and 80 pounds. The reason is simple. Pesticides were banned from parks and gardens in 2008, and now the bees live better. And if you look across Europe, there are some countries, not perhaps the ones you might think of, where the ecosystems are better preserved. Customers tend to be wary of honey from Romania or other East European countries. But these places, because they were so poor during the 1980s, polluted their earth far less than us. And now, they have much bigger honey harvests than we do.
Ce qui fait qu'aujourd'hui, ils ont des écosystèmes qui sont plus préservés et on a des récoltes de miel qui sont bien meilleures que chez nous.
Back by Guillaume Argeret's hives, where in a neighbouring field, some of the bees are busy gathering pollen and nectar from the wild flowers. The farmer hasn't gone organic, but he is using less pesticides and rotating his crops more, leaving fields like this one fallow. Says scientist Vincent Bretagnol, farmers stand to gain by working with the beekeepers like this.
We have to convince farmers and beekeepers that they are in a win-win game. Increased amount of honeybees or wild bees in the landscape means also higher yields of rapeseed and sunflower, because they are insect-pollinated crops. So it increases yield, and we have already measured that increase, and it's huge. It's 40% more yield when you are in a landscape where there are a lot of honeybees or wild bees.
But Bretagnol has his work cut out. This is not the way French agriculture is moving. France, the biggest pesticide user in Europe, has not diminished but increased its use of pesticides over the past 10 years. John Lawrenson, DW, Nouvelle-Aquitaine, France.
DW.